Oh, well, what a great way to start the day. My head is like spinning now. Hi, everyone. Welcome. I think it's easier probably to hear like the state or the country you're from, because otherwise it's like blah, blah, blah. It's like the birds from Alfred Hitchcock. Emily, you're here with me, so thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And today's call, welcome everybody for being on the conference call. These are recorded till later time. If you know what's in the course, they also can listen to it later on in recording. But today's talk we want to discuss really about, it comes the third week, believe it or not, it's the third week. So by now, I hope that you're all beginning to, you should be definitely starting to feel major breakthroughs and insight breakthroughs. And now is the part about, the third week is all about the relationship with yourself. And once again, remembering who you truly are. So that we are all incredible light soul beings having this experience called Earth, that we are first and foremost a soul having the perspective that we are a soul having a human condition, that we're not really the human part of us is really the illusion part of us, and that we're so much more, that anything is possible, that God always says yes, we humans say no, and that this is just the mindset that you're working your way into. It's a progression, so don't like think I got to have it right today. But I'll be very, very interested to hear from you as you discover the real you, the real part of that part of yourself, which is anything is possible and everything is limitless, not limited. Part of the human condition and the illusion is things are limited. We can always get what we want if we put the time, the energy, and the patience into something. We can get whatever we want. I know this personally because I have a TV show. I was going to be a producer, and I got a television show. After 20 years of trying, I got that. And same with books, and same with being a teacher in the world. Before I knew it was going to be spiritual work, I wanted to be kind of a teacher, and here we are. So it does happen. It may not happen the way you want it to be, but if you're definitely honest with who you are, and you don't let fear or an illusion and other people's energy into that space, you certainly are telling the unit you're doing what's called universal ordering, which is telling the universe exactly what your needs are, and they will meet that depending upon certain karmic obligations that you have, and they'll do the best they can to, because from their perspective, they will try to bring to you the best experiences that you can have in order with what you desire based upon what your soul blueprint is, what your soul history is. Because the spirit world knows, because they've been around, they've seen you, they see you from different perspectives, they see what your soul path is. When we're on this earth, we're kind of in a blindsided kind of way, because we don't see the fullness of our being, of our past experiences, of lifetimes, or what we're here to learn fully. So we can trust that they know that. All we have to have is the desire, the willingness, the patience, the energy, and the heart, the love of self to really opening up. We got to honor ourselves in body, mind, and spirit. That's discussed this week. Really, I always say treat yourself as a sacred vessel, because that's what it's about. It's treating yourself as a sacred being. And when I say sacred being, you are a part of the divine self. So when you treat yourself as a divine self and part of that sacred being, you're never letting anybody else walk over on you, tear you down, cross your boundaries. You're not giving away your power. You're honoring your word. You're honoring your intention at what you came back for. So it's very, very important. When you are ready, you also, of course, I'm covering this week, the sacred surrender was part of this week also. We have to surrender to spirit, surrender to the idea that things will happen in its perfect time and place. And that the human is very impatient. The human expects to have things right away because they're impatient. But even the spirit world, when we pass over to the spirit world, we can have anything we want because things materialize just with our thoughts. Part of the reason I think we have a problem with that here in this dimension is that we are hot wired to know that when we think, we create. But unfortunately, when you're in this three-dimensional world, things are much slower. So we'll get what we want, but it happens slowly, and we're not used to that. So we get impatient. I really believe that. I also think a very important part is that you have a respect for yourself. You know, be beautiful. I love that expression, be that spirit brought through. Be beautiful. because you got to be you. You can never compare yourself to another person. You got to find that uniqueness of yourself, that you've come back here on this earth, no matter what people have said to you, no matter conditions you grew up with, no matter conditions that you were in before this transformation course, that you are unique in your own way and that you are teaching every single day. You are teaching somebody walks upon your path, or they are teaching you. And you got to just respect yourself that much and see the beauty of yourself, that you are beautiful, not in physical terms, in spiritual terms. So there we go. Don't get caught up with the physical. That's just a three-dimensional illusion. Remember, we're living in the illusionary world. Don't be enslaved to the illusionary world. In order for things to happen quickly and for our lives to transform, for manifestation to occur, and we have to be in alignment with source energy, so centered within ourselves and with source energy. And also, we can become more aware and give the universe more energy that they can work with by having what I call fun, amusement, joy. That is part of the process. When you are joyful and happy and fun, things happen much more quickly. So don't take things so seriously and heavy, because we, even though it's tough sometimes, even grieving is tough, even everyday emotional stuff with friends and family, it's tough. Not having relationships, it's tough. We have to really realize that these are indeed lessons we're learning. Might take a few to learn that lesson, but it'll force us to go back to ourselves and see who we are and really have that relationship with ourselves. So it's really, really important. And that goes right into we are our greatest teachers, because we are our greatest teachers. We are going through it. No one can live a life for you. You have to live it yourself. And you will learn by yourself. You will learn, others will assist you in it, but you make the final choice. So remember that you make the final choice. And whenever we have situations in our lives that are difficult, I often say the most difficult situations in our lives, whether those are obstacles or people, situations, they are our greatest teachers. They really are. Like your family, let me tell you, they are the greatest teachers we have, because we have the realization that we are indeed not separate, that we are connected as one. Then there is something, if we're one and you have a soul group of a family member, families, that means that you're very connected and that there is something within those people that you have within yourself very closely. And that if you can't forgive them, or there's something that doesn't feel right, you have to look at yourself and say, okay, what is it within inside me that I can't forgive? What is within inside me I'm holding back? What is inside me that I'm not honoring? So we have to really think about that. And that's very true. Very, very true. Listen, when you talk about, we talked before about forgiveness, you can forgive somebody. Does not mean you have to be in life with them. You can share a life as a season, a reason, or a lifetime. That's what your soul goes through, a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And I really believe that being the best you can do, and that's it. And then that you don't have to physically be with them. That your soul's learned that lesson. Doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't care for them. The last bonus I put into this course this week was, of course, the power of prayer. And prayer to me is our thoughts of unconditional love. It's not putting any ego on it. It's not putting any personality on it. It really is answering the universe. It's really a sense of sending out that thought, sending out that intention. And that's really what it is. We receive prayer. We really do. We just got to know very, very clearly what our thought, what our intention is. So those are the things we covered this week. And I'd be very, very interested to hear everyone's perspective. We're trying to get through as many phone calls as we can. Remember, this is not a reading phone call. So it's just basically, it's based upon the course. Lately, what's been happening when we're doing these conference calls, and the people that had the one question who signed up very early got an extra bonus where they had a personal question. That's fine. But we found that even with that and other conference calls, that sometimes when I talk to you, you might find doing this work that you become very, very aware of your psychic self, your intuitive abilities. Your soul's gifts might be revealed to you. And you might feel like I'm comfortable with like psychic or even mediumship, or give it a try. If that does indeed happen, I will say to you, listen, you really should take the certification course after that from the school. If it doesn't, I won't say anything to you. But I thought as an incentive for everyone here, and because you've been on this path and really took the obligation and the commitment to do it, that I would offer one of those courses at a little discount for you if you're interested. So I'll talk about that later in the phone call. So the points we want to make in today, I think, and we might have mentioned to you, if you do have a question, you're going to do *6 to raise your hand to ask a question. First of all, why don't we just do a really quick prayer?
Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody close your eyes, and we come together in one intention and one thought. And as we come together as one realization that we are one, we ask the spirit world, our loved ones in the spirit world, guides and teachers and angels to come closer to us right now to assist us in doing their part to help us to opening up our minds and our hearts for new understanding, new perspective, and especially a new relationship within ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to understand ourselves, that part of ourselves which we've forgotten so long ago when we were children. Let's go back to that part when we were children, that opening, that curiosity, that natural ability, and remember who we truly are. We ask this in the name of love, and so it is. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Let's go to the first caller, which is the area code 250590.
Hello, James.
Hello.
My name is Glenda Lee, and I've been really feeling blocked and stuck on day one's lesson for the visualization.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what's going on, but I have been working on the forgiveness part of things, yeah, as you've mentioned, that is a possible block, but I don't know if that's what the situation is. And I have to mention that almost 3 years ago, I was physically attacked, and I'm still recovering spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. And I'm not sure if that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
How would I know what is missing? Because I feel like something is missing, which is probably what's blocking me.
Okay, Anila. Well, let me try to do the best I can with you, okay?
Okay.
Gwenda, first of all, Gwenda, you're not doing every single day. You're not sitting in the program, are you?
Nope, I haven't been able to since I've been stuck on day one lesson.
Right. So I can just tell by the energy that, and it's okay. It's okay when people say that they haven't, because if there's a certain point where you have been, I'll see a certain change. And I know that you're still stuck there. I really do believe that all of that is involved in your situation. So when you get to a point where you want to really start getting better,
yes,
then and forgive your attacker, and all the stuff that goes with that, whether that goes even back to your family, then it's time to start the course. But until that happens, nothing's going to happen.
Okay, well, maybe I don't understand what forgiveness is.
You know, number one, you have to start loving yourself. So there's a whole thing there about loving yourself and realizing that it was not your fault for the attack. And maybe you need to go deep down. Have you been to a therapist regarding the attack?
Yes, I have, but I
it wasn't finished or it wasn't completed, I'll tell you right now, because it's still sitting with you.
Yeah, it took me probably a year and a half to realize that the therapist wasn't really helping.
Right. I totally agree with you. So you're still in that a little bit of that space. So number one, you need to see another therapist, right, to work on yourself. I think it's something beyond you, my love. So you have this course, which you can go back to, but I think for right now you should go see a therapist and start working on, from their point of view, who they are professionals, and start sitting with them, and then put this course on hold for a couple of months or 3 months or 4 months to see where you progress with a therapist. And then you'll be in the right space to receive this transformation. I wouldn't push it if I were you. I would definitely put it to the side, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Gwenda. Good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you.
Okay, let's go to 813-347.
Hi, James. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Great.
I got a question. Good. I need to restart the 28 days because I went on vacation, but I was wondering, when I did start it, I didn't do like the biography. I was kind of struggling with those aspects of it, but I was doing videos.
Mm-hmm.
So how important is it for me to do those? Because now that I'm going to restart, I want to know for sure.
It's important. Otherwise, I would not. The spirit world would not have included it into the course. Hello.
Gotcha.
You can't do it half-assed. Hello.
Right.
So, honey, all the exercises and the videos and meditations, they're all in a progression, which they gave me. It wasn't just haphazard. So as they give me stuff, it's almost like putting layers on or taking layers off either way. And so it's really important that you do that and do it every day. Now, you can go back to lesson one, two or three times and thoroughly learn that one and be with that. That's fine. But then you'll have to go to lesson two the next day or several days later. But don't stop in between. That's most important. And make sure you complete every single activity. So that's fine to go back and start again, Michelle. But just make sure you just give yourself time to do it. Don't rush through it. Believe me, you do not want to rush through this. You've made yourself this way all these years. You want to take the time necessary to get in there,
okay? Because I even struggled like with the song one, because I got a little beyond that when I was doing it. And I'm like, do I have to do this one? Like, it was so hard, but maybe that's what my lesson is. I really need to do
it. Everyone is really difficult. Everyone is difficult. Yeah. They're meant to be difficult. Listen, you might not be able to do it in one sitting, so do it in another sitting. You might have a very different perspective the second time you sit down to do it. Okay? So if you're sitting in day two and you can't get through the lessons in day two, go back to day one on that second day. That's fine. Repeat that and perfect that before you get to day two. But don't stop in the middle and complete every episode, every single lesson as best as you can.
So should I not move on forward to the lesson unless I've completed that whole lesson then?
That is correct.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Can do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to 859-338.
Hi, James. This is Amy from Kentucky.
Hi, Amy.
I had a question. Mm-hmm. When I'm doing some of the meditation with you and doing the spiritual work, I have my eyes closed, but sometimes I feel like there's a great light that comes through my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, is that a normal thing? Am I hallucinating? Is that presence of spirit? Or how do you interpret that?
No, that's very, very normal. It's usually very much that the spirit world is working with you and they're right with you. Excuse me. And it's very, very normal, sweetheart. So the more we do this, the more sensitized you're going to become and the more in your soul you're going to be. And that'll happen even more so. It sounds like you're very mediumistic. So let's assess that at the end. And if you want to pursue it later on, you can go into the mediumship course. But for right now, that is normal. Do not worry. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. And all my cats come and sit on me when I meditate.
Oh,
is that normal?
They do. They love the energy. You bet. You're getting back.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting
it's just kind of freaking me out, so.
Very cool. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to 703-867.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Helene. Can you hear me well?
Yes, Helene, right?
Helene, yes. You can call me Holly for short. My question was, I have been struggling with guilt and fear, and I've been letting that go. How do I keep that up by letting it just go?
How do you let it go?
I've been analyzing it. I've been just thinking about it as to why I've just been feeling it feels...
Okay, so I also put this in the course, but another key way of doing that, whether you have guilt or you have fear, would be imagining yourself in that other person's place and forgiving them, but seeing why they did something. What's the reason behind why they acted out a certain way? Why do you feel guilt, or why do you feel guilty about a certain thing? What is it teaching you?
I feel guilty about not having enough money to pay my own bills.
Okay, so why do you feel guilty? Why do you feel that way?
I just feel inadequate.
Well, do you need to go out and get another job?
Yes, and I'm working on that.
Good. So you're working on it. That's a positive thing. Yeah. That's very positive. At least you're making the steps worthy to make the, to change that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and you have nothing to fear, sweetheart. A lot of the fear might come also from other people's programming of your of you, what they think of you instead of who you are. So look and see where that fear comes from. Where does it stem from? Does it stem from your family not having enough money? Does it stem from your family saying you're not good enough? Like, where does it stem from? There's got to be a reason where it starts.
It stems from those, and that's not being good enough.
Well, that you are taught that. So now you got to break that. You got to break that mindset because that's not who you are.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, Holly. Bye, bye, honey.
Bye, bye.
Okay, let's go to 206-794.
Hi, James. This is Barbara from Edmonds, Washington.
Again?
Again. This is
hi, Barbara.
Oh, hi.
We've become like daily friends here.
I know. I know. I got a call yesterday and today. but for me, you know, when you said, are you the hero? Are you the, you know, what are you?
Yep.
I realized for me, you know, I tend to be the savior, and I can influence people a lot, and I help them. I can help them see the good in themselves and all this stuff, but I realize I don't have boundaries to move forward, and these lessons aren't going, okay, you can walk alongside of them, but you don't get in their muck. You don't get in the mess.
Exactly, that's the hard part. That's the hard part of doing this work. That's the hard part of being a sensitive, an empath, a healer.
Yeah.
Because you get to see, you know, even the work I do, I get to see people's energy around them, and they don't see their own gifts themselves. So
right.
All what you can never force anybody to believe the way you want to believe. We can never do that. But what we can do is we can plant seeds. And we can compliment them. And even if you get just a tiny little change of the perspective they have for themselves, like you can put a smile on their face, so they say to you,
right,
well, I never looked at it that way. That's all you need to do. Because you've opened them up just slightly to start looking at themselves differently, and that's all you have to do.
And I get the results, but my problem is getting too involved, getting too...
Right, so you can't do that. You can't do that.
You gotta
empower them, not let yourself take over.
You
have to empower them. Let them do it. Tell them what they can do for themselves. Remind them of their gifts. Remind them of their abilities. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my love.
Love the course.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to 917-817.
That's Long Island or New York or somewhere.
Yeah, actually, it's Arlene from California, originally from Long Island.
Oh, there you go. I knew my 917, Arlene. Okay.
That's going to be me, 917 Arlene.
There you go.
You know, there's a lot of work I found this week, more so than the other weeks. So I'm
did you, which one? Which one that stuck out for you?
From this week, I actually did last night. I did the one with the UFO love, and it's kind of interesting about, you know, telling somebody else about love or why we do or are not in, you know, our responsibility. Because I've done two in the last one with the UFO love, which was describing from a place of love why we are not lovable. And last night was responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the two. They kind of go hand in hand because we are, one, responsible for ourselves, but other people. And as a community, you know, it's hard because we may be in love, but, you know, loving souls, but there are a lot of people who aren't. So it was
what did you find, Arlene, what did you find about yourself that you love?
That I'm very empathetic, especially to older people or people who are injured or aren't, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
And that it's okay to be empathetic to those people, yes?
Yeah, well, yes. It's like it's always been my, you know, kind of wounded bird trying to help. But, you know, they're usually more sensitive souls. You know, they are in this world in a certain, they look a certain way or are a certain way because of their lessons. So I think they're very similar because even though I'm physically okay, I feel their differences. And, you
right.
know, that's just, like I said, you kind of know what soul group you're traveling in. So when people on your phone call, I notice a lot of people are empaths too. Yeah, well,
a lot of empaths will take these courses. A lot of empaths, for sure. Mm-hmm. So just like Barbara, you know, you got to know the boundaries. You got to have healthy boundaries. You got to know who you are. You can't give away your power. And by having healthy boundaries, you don't give away your power. So
right.
that's something you're learning. And I think I also think you're a storyteller or you're a writer, so you should do more writing as well.
Yes, I have been trying to do more of that or work with other people.
You definitely should.
Oh, thank you. I actually have two questions. One's very quick. One was about the character where you said to go and dress up. Did you mean an actual costume and look like, you know, Cinderella or a Disney character?
Yep. Much a character. You know a character you dress up like?
Oh, God, yeah. It's like I always feel like Alice in Wonderland,
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
Wonderland. Yeah. I think I belong on Hollywood Boulevard. Okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but Alice in Wonderland represents a lot. Alice in Wonderland represents self-journey.
Right. Ah, interesting. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, so that's going to go out there with that costume on for the day. That'll be interesting.
Well, you can act like her.
Yes, I certainly can.
And what does she do? She questions everything. She goes to places she's never been before. She'll go to a place where she's never been before and ask questions and discover and learn. That's Alice in Wonderland. She's learning, and new places and new discoveries. That's what she's about.
That's true, and she's constantly changing, too. She morphs sizes and...
She morphs based upon the places that she's at. That's exactly right. So it's a great character.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm going to do that. I'll let you know how it goes.
Good.
And my other really quick question is when I do the actual meditation, sometimes I actually... feel like I fell asleep and then I wake up at the end. Is it still going through?
Through because on another level of consciousness, you're receiving the information. It doesn't have to be necessarily the physical level, or you're receiving it on a mental level. You're receiving it. The self doesn't have to be awake in awakened state of consciousness to receive it. So do not worry.
Okay. I'm like, wow.
Right? A lot of people have the reaction. A lot of people fall asleep. That's fine.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye, Arlene.
Bye.
So, James, there's a really good question on the Facebook page from Kathy Hahn. And she says she's learning so much and getting such clarity. It's truly unbelievable. She feels as though she's gotten back part of herself that's been missing for a long time.
Yeah.
Her question is, does a soul ever learn a lesson well enough to move on to something else without passing over? If the lesson is learned and it was to experience loss or hurt or compassion, does that have to continue or are you graduated to a happier lesson?
Okay, good question. Well, number one, we learn lessons every day. And lessons are to be learned and fully lived out and finished here while on the earth. One should not bring them over to the other side because that you've graduated. Why continue learning when you've already done it down here? So we should learn all of our lessons down here. We learn our lessons every single day. If we're willing to learn the fullness of that lesson and understand it, there's no reason why when we know we'll learn that lesson because we're a different person. We look at something with a different perspective. We have a different outlook. Our lives are very different. Our behaviors are very different. How we treat another person is very different. What we think of ourselves is very different. So you usually will learn the lesson here if you're willing to. Some people want to put it off, and that's what we have all these people in this transformation course, because a lot of people didn't want to learn various lessons, whether it's been forgiveness, self-love. So that's why this course is happening. So we're trying to open people up to their soul's truth while they're still here. So, yes, you should learn the lesson here. You can continue it over there, but it'd be much easier down here. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to our next caller. This person is anonymous, so I think they're on Skype.
Anonymous. I see them. Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
What's your name, love?
Oh, hi. Oh, my God. Hi, James. It's Yvette. I'm calling from London.
Hi, Yvette. How are you, love?
I'm fine. I've met you before about 3 years ago when you came to London. You came to North London.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm coming back in November. I'm doing an event somewhere.
You're coming on my son's birthday, actually. I did look it up.
Good. Maybe I'll see you. Maybe you'll invite me to the party.
Wow, I'm a bit shocked. Okay, so I've got a couple of questions for you. The first question is with regards to the fact that we have an open Facebook page.
Yes.
Now, I did write a comment on there when I first started the course, because I started the course about 3 days after you published.
I saw that.
And I made a comment. Yes. My folks are currently on holiday in the Caribbean, and they both go on Facebook, and my mum made a comment about what I said. And I thought, do you know what? I wanted, not that I minded people seeing it, but what I wanted to know is there somewhere more private where I can make a comment or or only because when I first did, there was an enlightenment, not, it was like a library we had to go into, you know, a vision we had to do.
I understand. Let me ask Emily, let me refer that to you. What do you think about having a closed Facebook page for the course?
Well, we actually tried that. We tried a closed forum where we had on the website and everyone wanted Facebook. And unfortunately with Facebook, we can't control the settings. And there's so many people in the course, we can't control who gets on what page. So for the school, we made a decision to change it to
We did have a closed forum for the school when we first started. That's exactly right. And it was really a disaster. And people complained about that. And then we have is that the reason we have the open Facebook page? I think I understand your situation with your you can't really be vulnerable or be yourself or talk about family things.
Yeah, because something the first image I had was of I'm assuming it was me in a past life,
right?
And something really let's put it this way, I was being attacked.
Yep.
And that's the first vision I had, and it was like a sexual attack.
Right.
So I just thought, this has got to be a past life, because obviously it must have been me because it was me as an adult.
It could be.
And I
sure.
thought, well, I wanted to write about that type of thing, but I
Why?
Thought to put it on Facebook
well,
and let my parents
well,
see that, you know?
Why do you care what your family thinks?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I love that. You know, not caring what other people think. That's very true.
The bottom line is that you're going through this experience. You have enough courage to go through this experience and delve deep within your soul to experience things. And these are the results of what's going on. You can't be responsible for what other people are going to think about your experience, even your family members. It's what you're experiencing. And by you doing that, by the way, and sharing it on Facebook, maybe you're teaching them, whether they're going to accept it, that's their business, not yours. But at least you're putting it out there. They're going to say, wow, Yvette has a lot of courage to talk about those things. Maybe it's something I should go and explore myself. If she has the courage, maybe I should do that. So in a way...
Yeah. I tell you, I have cried so much. All I ever do, sometimes as soon as I click onto you in the morning, I start crying. You haven't even said anything yet.
Honey, you know, crying, tears are cleanse the soul, and we've kept on so much crap inside our soul beings for so long and so many lifetimes that now it's time to heal, because we come back with all the history of those other lifetimes and we've held on to them. Now is the release. And part of that release,
yes.
by the way, might be writing about it. You should not concern yourself what other people think, even your family. You got to be who you are, whether they're going to love you with warts or not. Who cares? You are who you are, and that's what you should be more involved with. Yeah, that might be the reason why you're taking this course, is just to be who you are and letting them honor you for who you are, and it doesn't matter what they think. That's what you're...
Do you know what? When I met you, I took a picture of you really quickly because it was getting late, and my sister had to travel quite a way to get home. So I quickly took a picture with you, and you just turned to me and said, you're really connected. And then I said, oh, it's my sister over there. You said... Both of you were really connected. And I actually had my my birth chart done. And the guy that did it said to me, you're psychic. He goes, one day I'm going to come to you and pay you. But I'm like, I just cannot see this connection. I'm trying. But I just kind of laughed when he said it.
Don't try. Just be. You should take the psychic course for sure, definitely. I remember you came on the bus. Didn't you come on the bus to see me? Or didn't you come north?
No, I drove, but my sister had to get the train.
Okay, I know it was transportation there somewhere. So I would just take it easy. Don't worry about it. The Facebook thing, it would not worry about.
Okay.
All right?
Cool.
All right, my love.
Okay.
We'll see you again.
Okay, so James?
Yes?
Sorry, I just wanted to say one other thing.
Yes.
I have got an excruciating toothache at the moment. And what I do is whenever I get any kind of physical pain, I always look it up metaphysically. Would you recommend looking things up metaphysically to try and find what the actual spiritual issue is?
Yes and no. Yes, I would, but also look up what am I eating, my diet, what's going on emotionally, mentally, physically. Physically, it's coming up. But what's going on with you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually? That's what I'd look. Not just spiritually, emotionally, mentally, what has not been resolved. I would definitely look at all those areas.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, honey. Good to talk to you.
Lovely speaking to you. Take care. Take care, everyone. Good luck.
Okay, let's go to 405-456.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Van Krag. It's Divya here. I have two questions for you.
Okay, sweetheart.
My first question is, for someone who may not be very kinesthetically oriented, do you have any suggestions for the visualization practices?
Who might not be visually oriented?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so did you first try the first two meditations?
Actually, I'm doing this while I was asking on behalf of someone else.
I beg your pardon?
I've been able to do these practices quite successfully. I was asking on behalf of a friend who could not attend the telephone call at this time.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow. Well, since you've been doing it really, really well, I think you should guide them.
In my speaking, I understood that I'm someone who is visually oriented, and perhaps my friend is not, so I really didn't know
what is your friend? How does she experience
more more auditory and more tactile than visual.
Great. So what you can do, a couple of things you can do. I would never wonder if I were you a leader, because I think you're a very good leader.
Okay.
I would definitely give her, number one, you can give her things to hold on to, whether it's a silk to go to a room and there's curtains all over the place, or she's in a room with a rug, feel the rug, she can put her hands on the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has an imagination when they were a child,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
she might have to be brought back to her imagination. So first of all, maybe have her envision a memory and let her see a memory. Now, she had the experience because she already had that memory. She had the experience of a memory, which is a real physical, mental, physical, auditory, tactile experience. So she already knows what that's like, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want to bring it back to first.
Okay.
First. And let her use her imagination, just like she did going back to that memory. Memories are real. And try to use that. But also you can have her hold in her hands various objects, whether it's, again, a cloth, rug, a book, whatever is meant for in that meditation.
Okay.
That's the way of doing it. And then take away the stress, because a lot of people freak out and stress out, and
mm-hmm.
then they put themselves in a space, oh, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly, then let it go back to the breath and go back to the imagination as a child. Those two key items will help.
Gotcha.
Okay? And you're a great leader, so help her.
Thank you very much. I will
do
that. And then my second question is regarding myself.
Okay.
I have observed in doing these practices, which I'm really enjoying. They're wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I've noticed a lot of changes in my external environment and relationships, which I know occurs many times on the spiritual journey.
Yes.
Any suggestions to make that smoother and not disturb my energy as much?
Well, my love, you know what? it could have taken many years to get that situation, those people, the situations around you, to where they are right now. And you're going to disrupt them, because when you're changing the energy of anything, it will disrupt things. It'll change things quickly, especially the more you do it, the quicker it changes.
Okay.
I wish there was a smoother way, but sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's abrupt. Many times it's abrupt. Whether you get fired, whether you end a relationship, it can be very abrupt. The important thing, of course, is not to forget where you're coming from and why this is happening. Because you're loving yourself and you're empowering yourself. And that's how you want to live your life. Remember, if someone is in your life, or there are situations in your life around surrounding you which are not empowering you, which are not loving you truly and genuinely, you don't need them anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, it's better to say bye-bye to them and change things. Hey, it can get a little bit lonely too. But if you keep the awareness that you're doing this for a very specific reason, for your own empowerment and love, then you then will draw to you situations and people who are there in that same vibration.
Sounds good.
I wish it could happen easier, sweetheart, but sometimes it doesn't.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, James, we have another good question on the Facebook page. Liz is asking, she was doing the soul lessons exercise, and she's wondering about various soul lessons. Like, what are some of the more common ones, James, that people are here to learn?
So some various soul lessons that they're here to learn. Hold on one second, Emily. I'll tell you a whole bunch. Where am I going? I don't know where I'm going. Hold on. I was just working on something. Where were we? Oh, here we go. Okay. So it's a good question. It's a really good question, and I've covered this a lot. And I actually wrote a deck of cards last year called the Soul's Journey Lesson Cards. And the reason why was because people want to understand what lessons are they learning, especially when you're doing a transformational course like this one. What various lessons are they learning? So the ones that Spirit gave me for my lesson cards, it's called the Soul's Journey Lesson Cards. You get on Amazon if you want them. They're really, really good in that if you're going through a certain particular scenario in your life and you're trying to figure out what lesson am I learning about this, there's a way. I have a little book that goes with this inside the card deck and explains each one. And the lessons that came through, I just want to mention a couple of them because I think a lot of you can relate to some of these. So let me just go through them. Number one comes up, relationships as a soul lesson, friendships, success, balance, humor, sense of humor. Remember, we talked about lighting up before, humor, regrets, love, trust, patience. I'm crying as I'm looking at these because they're really touching home. Denial, growth, loneliness, guilt, imagination, purpose, honesty, health, happiness, fear, adversity, pride. And there are many more, but those are basic lessons that your soul is learning. So if anybody really, I would suggest if that's interesting to you, which I think you should all have it, the Soul's Journey Lesson Cards, definitely get on Amazon. And there's a guidebook here that explains all the different spreads. Again, this was channeled cards that I did, the meanings of the cards, the reasons. They gave me these 45 different lessons, the most common lessons that a soul is learning, okay?
Awesome. And James, I'm curious myself, do you find, yep, like, we're all here to learn multiple lessons at once? Are there big ones or?
Oh, yeah. So there are several lessons you're going to be learning all at the same time, no doubt about it. And there are different spreads that I have for multi-lessons. Like, am I learning one lesson? What is it? Or there's a spread where I'm learning two lessons or four lessons. Or what is the lesson I'm hearing with my family? Or what lessons I've been learning at work? So what happens is our oversoul self, a higher self, will influence the lower self, which is the human, to feel out that right card. That's how card readings work. Doreen Virtue does a lot of cards, and it's the oversoul, when she does a card reading, it's the oversoul that influences her to pick certain cards, or in her case, angels. So that's how it works. You do many lessons at once.
Sounds fun.
It's
right,
a great card deck, too. Each card is a mandala, and for each lesson, there's a certain mandala. And the mandala, of course, you guys know that because you drew one, is really in alignment to that lesson, that soul lesson. So let's say self-esteem, you get that soul lesson. There's a mandala for self-esteem. And I like people, I write about this in the book, that I like you to meditate, reflect upon that mandala and self-esteem. So I honor my self-esteem. I honor my self-esteem. And you look at that mandala, and that's a way for you to get in. Now, especially the lady that called right before this about someone having trouble visually, this is a great way to see visually self-esteem, grief, loneliness. You can see that mandala and repeat that and get into it.
I love that. They are beautiful cards.
They're really, really good.
So we have another good question on Facebook about the soul. Linda is wondering, does the universe reward us when we're living in congruence with our soul?
Wow. Wait, hold on. Let me have a sip of coffee. That was a little heavy.
And I know we're going a lot more into this next week.
We do the soul next week. So give me that again, honey.
So does the universe reward us because we're living in congruence with our soul?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's a funny way of putting it because it's just the way it is. When we're in alignment with source energy, we are opening the door for the universe to bestow upon us anything we desire and want we have when we're in alignment with the universe. So when your soul is in alignment with its true beingness, I often think of it's really interesting, but I often think of a string and the plummet line, and we at the bottom of that plummet line are the human body, and there are different balls of weight, if you will, up on that string. And I think when we're in complete alignment and balance with that string, that plummet line, then we're in source energy, and source energy says yes. When we're not in source energy, when we're not in alignment with our soul, source self, then we get confused, we feel fearful, we feel out of it, and how do we get back then to that alignment? Well, meditation, honoring who you are, knowing who you are as a soul and living that life, and realizing that you are a powerful life being, exactly what this week is about, and not giving away your power, not living another person's life, living your own truth, being your authentic self. We can never be happy, we can never have manifestation like we like it if we're not living our authentic self.
Perfect.
Yay,
yeah, that was her next
thank you. That was obviously just channeled. Okay.
Her next question is about manifesting. How do we manifest what we desire? But and I think we go a lot more into that with a day in the life and week four, James.
Exactly, we do. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, Linda. We'll be talking about it more next week.
Next week we talk about manifestation, yeah.
Yeah, a lot more.
Because the way I did the course, or they did the course, was they set you up to the possibilities, got you in there to look at yourself, then have a relationship with yourself, and then now that you have a relationship with yourself, now how are you going to make it happen in your everyday life? So that's next week. So there is a method, and like I said, the progression to this course. That's why it's important every day to because you get new insights about your soul and yourself every single day.
Yes, inner-outer transformation. So we start with within,
exactly.
And then we go out.
Inner-outer, right. Inner-outer. Good way of putting it. Inner-outer.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to 631-384.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, James. I'm honored to be speaking with you, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Who's
this? This is Margaret.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I have two questions for you. I've been doing this work, and my guides. I have several guides, and they're all going through a process right now of telling me, I call it a coding system. They're showing me different symbols and codes on how to communicate and so forth.
Great.
You know, what's health, what's finance, anything, the information that's coming through, what colors mean, and those kind of things. And it's an awesome experience. I wanted to ask you, though, is I received so much information from past ones and those that are still here in spirit. How do you differentiate who is past, which I kind of know, and who is earthbound? Because it seems that a lot of relatives or friends from long ago are coming to me that have passed, that have messages for those that are here, that I would have to make a phone call, like from a grammar school kid, and say, I have your sister here, okay? But my question is, how are you differentiating other than what they're showing me? And I feel like I'm tattletaling all my guides because I know it's in their curriculum to teach me. Are the people on the right side I'm seeing still earthbound and the left are spirits? Like, how do you see the difference?
Well, you know, Margaret, that's very much the mediumship course. That's you'd have to go, I think you should definitely, without a doubt, take the certification mediumship course at the school. I cover that in depth. I do 8 weeks. And one of the lessons is discernment between spirit and earthbound spirits and also guides. And how do you surrender to that? So I cover that in the mediumship course.
I'm definitely taking that, but I just wanted to see how you do that. I'm excited about it. And the other question was, I mean, this is just a phenomenal time in my life, and I love everything that I'm doing. I'm so blessed. And I'm blessed that you came in my path. And the other one was the certifications. I thought this course was necessary to take before the mediumship course.
No. There are a lot of people that have taken this course that are not going to have nothing to do with intuition or mediumship. So...
Okay.
Now, they're all separate entities.
Okay.
But that being said, because you're in this course, I said we talked about it today. I think we want to give everybody a discount for the certification courses because people are committing themselves. I just thought as a gift, it would be good, and people are interested to do a discount. So we will be doing a discount definitely for the certification courses.
Okay. And the certifications, James, there's some kind of an agreement we have to sign. What is in the agreement, and is there a blank agreement I can look at? What are we getting? What does it entail to get the certification?
Emily, I don't remember if there's an agreement. Is there? I don't think there is.
Yeah, there's just a basic agreement, and it's a pretty standard agreement. You're welcome to email us at help@JVP School of Mystical Arts, and we can tell you more about it.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to talk about it on this conference call.
Yes.
The best part is if you get a certification, I'm having a free get-together in June for all the people with certifications. And I'm going to assess your abilities the whole day.
Where are you having that? Is that in person?
Chicago.
Oy, I used to live there.
I know I'm in California, but I'm getting on a plane to do it. So, but you just got to get yourself to Chicago and spend the whole day together.
And okay.
It'll be a free get together.
Okay. Is it in the city of Chicago or is it a suburb?
Downtown, near the Q Center.
Okay. I will try. I'm in the middle of settling in a house right now, but I wanted to thank you for the course. The spirit world is the most humorous world to me. They have a sense of humor. They have so many different things to offer, and I can't thank you enough for everything that you're offering.
Listen, once you do the certification course, Margaret, if you want to do my 5-day at Omega Institute in New York, that's another option for you.
Okay. I'm from New York. I'm in Florida right now, but okay.
You're in Florida. I don't go down to Florida. So anyway, look at my website, vanprague.com, and see what the events are, too.
Okay, I will, because I know there's one day I already see you and I sitting together, so that's going to happen.
I think it'd be great to work with. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay, thanks, James. Have a good day. God bless.
You too.
Okay, let's go to 415-342.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. A little more enthusiasm.
Well, it's really, I wanted to say that this course is very powerful.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you why, but I wanted to say that it's been very, very difficult. And, of course, you can probably tell I have a lot of victims.
Right.
But it's been amazing, and I've been so angry and resistant throughout the whole thing. And
yeah.
It works. I mean, I just go, oh, this is, I can't do this, this is bullshit, oh, sorry. And it still works, and so I'm so grateful, and I'm astonished at how I'm starting to unveil myself, and I'm starting to see myself as a soul, and I wanted to ask you, it feels
let's stop right there, you said some real powerful stuff, so, for everybody, so. Yes, number one, it's really, really hard. So honoring that with you, you bet it's hard, because whenever we learn something which is really deep and we're learning something and we're, in this case, uncovering a lot of that junk and gunk that's been running our lives or who we think we are for the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we're going to end up with a lot of that stuff coming to the surface that we got to deal with that we've never dealt with before, or we pushed it under, and it's like, oh, my God, how could I have done that to myself? Oh, my God. So a lot of that, it's so normal, Marcia. And if you weren't feeling that way, then I'm not doing my job. So that's really normal. And congratulations, because a lot of that crap is going to be coming to the surface. That's really, really normal, okay? And then you're going to start seeing yourself. Once you clean stuff up and clean it out, you begin to see yourself for who you truly are. And that's the miracle. That's the beauty of it. So keep on going on with it, because it's really worth it to the very end, believe me.
Thank you. That's how it feels. I mean, I've been so hopeless for so long. And
right.
The sun is shining. And when things come up, right before I was told to ask my question, I went into despair. And I said, okay, this is despair. This isn't me. And even
right.
though
and it's easier to run away from things, because that's what we're used to. We're used to running away. We're used to not dealing with stuff. We're used to hiding with stuff. We're used to not saying anything. And that's our old patterns. Those are the old patterns that we're used to. But now, guess what? Your soul has come to the surface, the forefront, saying, guess what? I'm ready. I'm ready to be who I am. And no one doesn't like that, then too bad. I am who I am, and that's all that I am. And it's a good thing. At first, of course, it's brand new. So it might be a little scary, but let me tell you, in the long run, you're going to be like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And your life will never be the same. You can never go backwards. Remember, you can never go backwards. You can always go forwards. Once you learn something, and that even goes down to when you're a child, you cross the road, and there's a red light, you know, you'll get hit by a car. If a car is there, same thing like this. You cannot go backwards. The old ways of behavior, your old insights, because remember, it brings back icky stuff, and it's not who you are. It's not authentic to your authentic self. So believe me, it's a good thing. You can't go backwards, only forwards.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, well, I just, it feels like there's there's something in this course that's powerful. I mean, it's you, and I know it's my own spirit and my guides, I guess, but it also feels like the course itself has a power to it. Like there's, when I get online, I feel like there's this power of you, and there's power of other guides that come in. Like the course is alive.
It's a lot, honey. Yeah, you're right. It was channeled by guides of mine, and who knows from how many other realms that, you know, one realm steps down to another realm, steps down to another realm. So it's coming from a very high space. And I would suggest, really, Marcia, that you take a journal. You start journaling a lot after every lesson. Start journaling and getting it out that way as well, because that's what's going to happen. Insights happen, of course, so you'll have insights about things. And I think it's again, a very positive thing you're going through. It's normal. It's actually quite normal and quite healthy. So give yourself a pat on the back. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, my love. Okay, Emily. I think we have one more.
Okay, babe. One more? Okay, let's go to, looks like the international person, 155158.
Hello, James.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy from New Jersey.
Hi, Kathy, how are you? Kathy from New Jersey. That's the foreign, yeah.
That's what? It's
yes,
that's foreign. Oh, yes. So foreign. We saw you in Morristown.
Oh, you great. That was a great show.
Yes, you were wonderful. Actually, my question may be somewhat quick, and I also, if it's okay, James, have a comment for the first caller, if that's okay.
You bet.
I'll check it with you first.
Yes.
And that was someone who was in therapy for a year and a half. Sounds like they had a trauma. And I just want to say that they ought to ask the next practitioner, make sure that they are very knowledgeable and experienced in trauma therapy and dealing with, because there's new research on helping folks with PTSD and especially trauma. So
very smart,
I wanted to offer that.
Great.
Yes, and I wondered if perhaps that was why I was on the call today.
Could be.
Anyway.
Could be.
Yeah, maybe. James, I started the course. Thank you so much for offering it. And I've been kind of scattered. I've been able to take a few days, and then I lose a few days because of just work and life, and then I go back to it. I also identified with one of the other callers,
so
the visualization.
Contract already.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, honey.
I'll start again.
Well, what I would suggest, Kathy, is it really put it in a time, maybe it's even the summer, where you just have every 28 days, you have some time to be with yourself and don't skip around. Only because you're doing the best that you can out of the course. And you only will get it if you do it progressively.
Okay, so start again. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, start again. I suggest that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Summertime, I might be with you in Tahiti.
Okay, good.
I hope so.
Well, hopefully by then you'll be transformed.
I will. Thanks again, James.
Okay. All right, honey. Emily,
okay,
can we talk about giving people
the
discount for the psychic course, for the intuition?
Yes.
Okay.
So we will set up a discount code, and we'll be emailing you. Stay tuned. We'll email it to you in the next week. We want to make sure you have time to concentrate on finishing this course up. But, yeah, it's an exciting course, James, right?
So many people emailing us and asking us to do this. So I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of people here. Not everybody. I mean, some people will feel the connection to do this and some won't, but I just want to offer that the intuition course or even the mediumship course, if you feel so pulled and you want to do that, I want to give it to you at a discount because you're already committing yourself, and I think that's number one step to do that. So we will do that, and we'll email you all the details about that, but I just want to offer that to everybody because you've been in this course.
And we'll give you, well, I think I agree, James. We'll give them the option to choose between the courses. And
perfect.
Just to let everyone know, these are courses that you don't necessarily have to want to be a medium or a psychic or an intuitive.
That's right. That's exactly right.
A lot of the lessons are really about honing the skills to a more advanced level. And really, I think for both of them, the last lessons are more so hone in on the actual business of it, but that actually will help you
in your own sorts of work, whether you have your own spiritual business or you're a therapist or, you know, you're a computer programmer. There's lots of good insights.
Well, you're an empath. A lot of people are wondering about intuition, and just, you don't have to be a psychic to use your intuition, because you use your intuition every single day with the choices that you make. And the more you know yourself, which is actually a great primer in the transformation course, because you're getting to know yourself more, then you can make the right choices and use your gift of intuition. Everybody has psychic ability from one level to another, and they help us. It makes our soul, it's their soul's language. So that is what intuition is about. So that's what I teach it about. So we will offer that to you for sure.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today, James. Just to let everyone know our next conference call, because James is traveling next week, and we wanted to make sure you all had some time.
Yes, I'll be in New York and New Hampshire and Boston next week, everybody. So come see me if you're in that area.
Yeah. So our next call is the following week. Let me just look up the date really quick. James's calendar is so full.
I know. I'm packing right now. I'm in between suitcases. I'm unpacking and packing. I'm getting
it right. It's on May 11th. Okay. So May 11th, we'll be
talking. Come visit me if you want. And the Facebook page, I do go on that school page and answer questions as best I can. I've been very good at it, and I am very proud of myself. So if you have any questions pop up during the process, remember you're not alone, and I'm here for you on that Facebook school page.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody, thank you. Thanks, Emily.
Bye, James.
Okay, bye, everyone. Bye, Emily.